Okay, now we're going to begin the fourth parak of Maseches Bikurim, which is the fourth and final parak of Maseches Bikurim, and not only the final parak of Maseches Bikurim, but the very final parak of Seder Zra'im, the first Seder in Shas. And this parak is parak androgynous, so it deals with all the halachas of a person whose gender is unclear, that has both male and female body parts. So it talks about a person, who has Nebuch, this unfortunate condition, and in what way the androgynous is similar to a man, in what way the androgynous is similar to a woman. Now it's interesting, look at the first word of the parak is Tanya. Tanya gives the indication that this is a Tosefta, a Braisa. This is not a Mishnah, which would mean that Mazel Tov, you've already finished Seder Zra'im, and this is just some parak that was added on later. So why is androgynous added on over here? Because you remember, toward the end of Parak Beis, we had a discussion of a koi, that a koi is an animal that's like a behemoth in some ways, it's like a chaya in some ways, it's like both in some ways, it's like neither in some ways. So now we're talking about a gender of a person, and we're also talking about that which is like a man in some ways, like a woman in some ways, like neither in some ways, like both in some ways. So that's why we bring up this parak androgynous, even though lichora it is not mishnayis at all. So Tanya, androgynous yesh bo drachim shavala nashim, and androgynous has certain things that are similar to him, to a certain halachos in which a status is that he's similar to a man. V'yesh bo drachim shavala nashim, and certain ways, an androgynous is similar to a woman. V'yesh b'drachim shavala anashim ulanashim. In certain ways, the androgynous is like both a man and a woman. V'yesh b'drachim shenu shavala anashim v'lo lanashim. And there are certain ways that an androgynous is neither like a man nor like a woman. So that's the heading to the perek, and now the rest of the perek just spells that out, spells out what we mean by each of those categories. Shavala anashim ketzad, how is an androgynous like a man? Mitami belovin ka anashim, like a man, the androgynous becomes tamei with a white emission. He discharges white fluid. He becomes tamei just like a zav would be tamei if he discharges white fluid. Meaning there is a status of zava in the Torah for a woman to become the female version of a zav, but that is not through a discharge of white. That is through a discharge of red. A man becomes tamei with a discharge of white. This is not talking about shichva zav. This is some sort of disease where something else comes out of his body and makes him tameh betumas zav. So if an androgynous has that experience, he also becomes tameh. Vinose avalonisa ka anoshim, like a man, he can marry a woman, but he cannot be married to a man. Meaning we always refer to the husband's role, the man's role in the act of getting married, as being the active role, and the woman, the more passive role. The man puts the ring on the woman's finger. He is mekadesh the isha. So ve'enu misyached im hanashim, he's not allowed to have yichud with women. Now, it happens to be just, let's back up a second. We said that no se avalonisa kanashim, meaning if a kohen is an androgynous, marries a woman, she can eat truma, because he might be a man. But if an androgynous is married to a male kohen, that androgynous does not have the right to eat the husband's truma, because he might be a man, and therefore the marriage might not be a marriage at all, and that would not entitle him to eat truma. Meaning, it seems to be telling us that in a certain sense that an androgynous can marry a woman but not marry a man, that a marriage between an androgynous and a woman is a real marriage, whereas a marriage between an androgynous and a man is not a real marriage. But that's clearly can't be true, because the marriage takes effect misafik in either case, meaning an androgynous is really 50-50 safik, meaning that would be an indication that really fundamentally he's a man, but he's not. It's a suffix. So the Mishnah is teaching us really a totally different halacha, and this is what the Rishonim point out, that what the Mishnah must really mean, that normally the halacha is, if a girl marries a male kohen, she's allowed to eat truma. So the question is, if an androgynous is married to a male kohen, or an androgynous kohen is married to a to a woman. So is does the ability to eat truma take effect? So if the wife is a regular woman and he's an androgynous, the wife cannot eat truma midaraisa because the marriage might not be a real marriage, but she can eat truma midrabanan. But where the wife is the androgynous and the husband is a regular man who's a kohen, the chacham don't allow the androgynous to eat any kind of truma, not even truma midrabanan, because between the marriage of a man and an androgynous is usher, because the androgynous might also be a man, and that would be Mishkav Zachar. Whereas if the androgynous is really a woman and is married to a woman, that's not Mishkav Zachar. It's not a direct violation, and therefore it would not be the same. So that's why we treat them differently. Similar to men, he's not allowed to have yichud with women. The isur yichud is an isur min haTorah. The Gemara derives at the end of Maseches Kiddushin. So we say that he's not allowed to be alone with a woman. It happens to be that, see later, he's also not allowed to be alone with a man because he might be a she. Ve'enu nizon im habanos ka'anashim, and similar to men, he doesn't get supported with mizonos together with the daughters, meaning normally if a man dies and he leaves a Yerusha for his sons, his daughters get supported by the estate, so he doesn't get mizonos together with the daughters, because the other daughters could say, you're not a daughter, you're a son, so you don't get mizonos. The sons can say, we're not going to provide you with mizonos, because you might be a daughter and not a son. You might be a son and not a daughter. Veinu netav umesapra kanashim, and also similar to men, he doesn't wrap his head and he cuts his hair, meaning he's not allowed to dress up like women who cover their heads, cover their hair and grow long hair. He has to dress and appear like a man, to see to it that he shouldn't end up marrying a man. Meaning, again, this talks to the point that we're much more nervous about him marrying a man than we are about him marrying a woman. He should marry neither, but if he marries a woman, it's not the end of the world if we guess wrong about his status. But if he marries a man, it is the end of it is terrible if we guess wrong about his status. Also similar to men, he's not allowed to become tame to a mace if he happens to be a kohen, and he's not allowed to cut off the payas of, he's not allowed to cut off his payas, whereas women don't have the isser of cutting off payas, and he's not allowed to shave with a razor. Again, that isser also doesn't apply to women, only applies to men. And he's chayiv in all the mitzvot of the Torah, even those that are mitzvah shazman grama, just like men are chayiv mitzvah shazman grama. How many mitzvahs is that in total that he gets added, with mitzvah shazman grama? Not that many, it's probably five or six, but shofar and lulav and sukkah, those kinds of things that a woman is pater from, the androgynous is going to be chayiv in. So to review what we learned today, the first Mishnah in the final parak of Seder Zrahim teaches us that an androgynous in certain ways is like men, in certain ways is like women, in certain ways is like both, and in certain ways is like neither. Mishnah Bey said, how is an androgynous like a man? Well, first of all, mitami beloven is mitami with a white discharge. Second of all, he can marry a woman, but not a man. And what that means is, as far as Achilles Truma is concerned, that if he marries a woman, she eats Truma, but if he marries a man, then he does not get to eat that man's Truma. Number three, that he's not allowed to have Yichud with women. Number four, he's not allowed to get Mizonos together with the daughters. Number five, he's not allowed to dress up like a woman in terms of his head covering and length of his hair. Number six, he's not allowed to be Metame Lemesim if he's a Kohen. Number seven, he's not allowed to cut off his payas and his beard like men are not allowed to. And finally, he's chayiv in all the mitzvah shasman grama, just like men are. So in those eight ways, an androgynous is like a man. Tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up with Mishnah Gimel.